This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Using behavioral psychology, Uber has been experimenting with video game techniques, graphics, and non-cash rewards of little value in order to prod drivers into working longer and harder at hours and locations where they make less money. Michigan, in the wake of a lawsuit, finally agreed to replace lead pipes in Flint to resolve the environmental crisis poisoning water there. 63% of the public want a more aggressive investigation of Russian influence with Trump officials during the campaign. Facebook is requiring the women and minorities account for at least one-third of any team of outside law firms working on its business. Furthermore, their contract law firms have to demonstrate that they recruit women and minorities aggressively for their own firms. Tapping or pocketing retirement funds like 401ks early, known as leakage, threatens to reduce the wealth in U.S. retirement accounts by 25% when the lost annual savings are compounded over 30 years, according to economists. Texas Roadhouse agreed to settle a class action lawsuit paying $12 million to applicants that had allegedly denied front-of-house positions due to their age. Steakhouse chain agreed to change its hiring and recruiting practices. The EEOC accused the company of turning away people 40 and older for highly visible positions such as servers, bartenders, and hosts. Bill O'Reilly, Fox News star, has lost several major advertisers, Mercedes-Benz and Hyundai, in wake of revelations of sexual harassment settlements costing millions by the Fox network for his behavior. Attorney General Sessions has ordered a review of settlements between the Justice Department and local police departments over brutality and discrimination and assigned that the Trump administration may relax standards in the name of law and order. According to the so-called Freedom Caucus, the White House is pitching a health care evisceration that would involve the following. States would have the option to jettison two major parts of the Affordable Care Act's insurance regulations. They could decide to opt out of provisions that require insurance companies to offer a standard minimum package of benefits, known as essential health benefits, and they could decide to do away with a rule that requires insurance companies to charge the same price to everyone who is the same age, a provision called community rating. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. Bulletin's brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.